Hello guys, I was just setting up to record this podcast. By the way, I don't have any topic in mind. I'm just gonna be on here to blabber and catch you guys up on what I've been up to. I have a small kitten. I have a new baby. She's called Monkey. I've been posting her on my socials a lot, especially if you follow me on Snapchat. You probably know everything about her by now. But ako kwa mlango scratching because she wants to go bully my other cat, Oreo. Oreo is like 6 years old and Monkey is just 2 months old, but she's such a bully and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love how she bullies men. How have you guys been? I know I can't hear when you respond on the other side. Oh, nimekuwa poa, but I hope you've been good. I hope you've been okay. Mimi nimekuwa tu sawa. I cannot say much, but I don't even know what I said in the last podcast, so I don't know where to catch you guys up on, but I can just give you a preview of how my months and how my days have been ever since the last upload that I did. Watu wameteseka sana wenye wametoka kungoja na juani wase wale wanangojea blog, because it has literally been months since I posted anything on the website. But I explained to you guys that I've had a new job, so everything, I've just been trying to settle in. Everything has been very, very crazy because my days are very busy. I'm always occupied. Capitalism sucks because basically I don't have enough time to do anything I love. So weekend ikifika, I just want to switch my phone off and sleep. My cat Monkey is still scratching on the door so that I can let her out to go bully Oreo. Monkey, kuja. And I love that she understands Kiswahili vizuri sana, cause we get to talk and she just gets me. So yeah, Manze, I was talking about capitalism and work has been crazy. Imekuwa stakangi story na mse, nimefika ile point ya nikishuka mat jioni, there's some stretch I need to walk to get to the house. I never want anyone to say hi, to recognize me. Na si kwa ubaya, ni tu yani nimechoka. Sitting in traffic for 2 hours plus is not amazing. It's very, very horrible. And then having to move. Weh, so my mom walked in as I was speaking to you guys, trying to record this, and I don't know, Mimi nakwanga ungovernable. I might say something about how I'm constantly smoking weed or about how I love dick, and she was right there standing looking at me, so I had to pause for a bit. And now I've lost my train of thought, but I think I was catching you guys up on how I've been. So I got this job. It's very, very draining. But the draining part is not even in the work itself. Although work can get hectic and crazy, it's just a commute in Nairobi. The traffic is crazy. In the morning, I sit in traffic for like 2 hours. I have to be in the office by 8. And then I sit in the office for 9 hours with a 1 hour lunch allowance. And then I leave the office at 5 to sit in traffic till 8. Bro, this is why I have been very unavailable. My friends think I'm snaking them and always flaking and kulenga vitu. But really, how do I function? How do I do anything else other than just sleep? Over the weekends, what I do these days is that I switch my phone off, nakwanga on DND the whole time. I don't want anyone calling me about anything. I don't have time. Trust me, I would love to do things, but COVID and the fact that I'm an introvert and the fact that I am just always so exhausted about everything is, that's just it. Like, sina uwezo to do anything. Last time I was on here, I also told you guys about a possible relationship about this guy I was talking to, but when I tell you that well, it didn't go as expected. I'm not really sure I wanted to be a girlfriend, and I'm still not sure if I'm ready for commitment. I think I'm too comfortable being single and being by myself, that anyone else I meet just has to, like, lazima kuwe better than my own company. Na wase awafiki be, awatoshi mboga. I don't want to be in situations where, like, I have to deal with so many things. So I guess my peace is just enough for me. But now the problem with that is I have not been making content for you guys, because, as you know, my stories are based off of personal experiences, and I kind of have to have sex to have something to say to you guys, something to tell you guys, something interesting, but that has not been happening. But of course, you know your girl, the Staki Kujiseti, kwa sababu all my boyfriends listen to this podcast. But my favorite one, let me just call him out. Favorite one, we were talking the other day, and then he told me, Ati, you know, when I'm having sex, I think about you all the time I'm having sex. And I was like, what? Hold up. So is that supposed to make me feel nice? Like, I didn't really quite get if it was supposed to be like a compliment, like, you're always on my mind. Ama, it was, I did not get the drift. I did not understand what he was trying to get at. But the message I got from this was that, okay, Siku Boyka, he's not my boyfriend or anything. He doesn't owe me anything. He doesn't owe me any loyalty, whatever. It's just that for me, now let me tell you what I'm all about. I don't know if this is borderline narcissistic, but you just tell me what you think. When I'm talking to someone and I start to like them, I just want them to be all about me. You feel me? And I mean, okay, yeah, so many things have happened in between whatever with this guy, but it's just, of course, I'm not talking from a perspective where ati nataka kumfunga asiongee na wasi wengine, but I'm just saying, when I am fucking with someone, I love for the emotions to be exclusive. I love for the experiences to be exclusive. And when he said this, I just, like, my heart broke. Because I was like, bruh, now I have to. Like, you were my favorite one. You were my favorite one, nigga. Why you have to go ruin it? You're ruining it. You were ruining it. I don't know how to say like that guy in the meme, but I was nearly boeka. So I was like, okay, I like for my men to be very, very obsessed with me, all about me, thinking about me, treating me good, loving on me, touching on me, me. I love for it to just be about me. So the moment I hear, Sijui, you're sleeping with someone else, like, my Iotaki yenye nikonayo, like, now I was telling myself, he's traveled, he's away. So I was telling myself, I can't wait for him to get back. I'm really gonna fuck the shit out of him. But now I'm just like, me? Suck on dick? That's been inside someone else? I know. Everyone else has slept with someone else at some point. But I mean, like, why you're talking to me? Bro, no, that's disgusting. And this happened to me, like, ever since I started falling in love with myself. Like, the more in love I am with myself, the more obsessed I am with myself. I just feel it's fair, like, whoever I'm talking to has to match that energy, because that's the exact same energy and more that I want to give and, you know, reach it for them, because that's exactly how I'm going to be with you, bro. I just want to be all about you as well, like. So now I was just like, I don't know what to do. Sijui ni kushukishe kwa yo list, ama ni kutoe tu kwa list all together. Weh! But it's been a rough year for me sexually, because sijakuwa niki dinyana. Nimekuwa tu niki twangwa na capitalism and all these work things, but it's okay. I don't have anyone I'm talking to that I'm interested in, you know. It's just saizi niko tu on vibes, because now I'm thinking, even if I really, really badly want to have sex with someone else, it's just I have to get to know them. I have to, because I wanted to say, because I'm a Pisces, and then, you know, because that would be like, that would explain a lot of things. But if you're not into astrology, you probably wouldn't understand what I mean. But I'm a very emotional being. I love connecting on emotional levels. And for that, it means I have to tell you about my favorite color is, I don't even know what my favorite color is. Or my favorite meal is, I don't have a favorite meal. I eat anything, or including ass, but etc, etc. Like, lazima tuanze hizo conversation. And I just don't have the time. Bro, nikitoka job, natakanga tu kuingia kwa room yangu, niingie bed, nijirolie kindom, nijiset, nidishi, alafu nizime. Because guess what? In a few hours, it's already my alarm ringing for me to wake up and get the fuck out of my bed. And I sit in my bed for an hour to 40 minutes. Me, I'm those people who snooze for 2 hours. So my first alarm goes off at around 4:20. I think I've said this before. At around 4:20. And then snooze it and wake up at 6 so I can leave the house by 7 so that I can get to the office by 9. So that, bro, I don't have time to be asking someone if they like color blue or color red. I'm ready to get to the point where it's just, you want me? Okay, yeah, I want you. Okay, yeah, girl. Can we go to Turks and Caicos? Here, have a Range Rover. Shika ipesa, sikia poa. And then I suck your dick from the back all the way to your neck and then to your face. And then I can swallow you whole. No, but seriously, sina tu hiyo time ya kwanza kujuana na watu. Na si ati ni mimi nafanya purposefully. It's just I'm always very tired. So as far as boys go, that's what I've been up to and work. And I've been involved in so many projects that will be unveiling as the year goes by. I'm very, very proud of myself. I'm very, very grateful for that. It's been amazing, Nico. Peaceful. In as much as I miss, you know, the outside and doing things with people, I'm very, very at peace and just loving myself, enjoying this time I've been spending with myself, getting to rest over the weekends and everything. It's been beautiful and amazing. What else can I update you guys on? Oh yeah, I almost forgot. So I posted something on Twitter about a month ago. I don't know if it's been a month yet, I can't remember. And then everybody went crazy on me, you know. It was something sensitive, I admit. I posted something, a tweet that got people riled up. And it was the first time people have come collectively to hate on me on the internet. Normally it's just all love and love and love and love and love. But this time guys are like, you're so stupid. Oh, you're so ugly. You're so lazy. You're so stupid. Oh, CG, what? And I want to talk about this in depth, but I'll probably do it in maybe on a blog post or in another podcast where I can explain and just talk about everything, so that I can help you guys understand what I was trying to get at and what I meant. But that was definitely a learning point in my career because it had never happened to me and it's the first time it happened to me. But just before I say much, shout out to everybody to all the new subscribers on my OnlyFans, because it definitely gave me more subscribers. Shout out to all the new viewers, you guys. After that day, I just decided, let me check my insights. Crazy, off the roof. I've never had views, like I haven't been posting, but my views, crazy. And I'm making more money from you guys talking shit about me. Okay, that was a learning point because I learned so many things about people and just how they act and how the internet is and what it's like and how people are on there and how to build boundaries. Imagine I have my name muted on Twitter. That's how bad it was. Because after the first hour of that tweet being up, I was like, nah, fuck this. I don't want to see anything because my phone was buzzing. Beep, 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 beep. I was like, let me mute this. And by the time I had muted it, it had like 20 comments all telling me I'm shit. And I was like, bro, wouldn't it be better if you, you know, try to teach me better or offer me advice or or be like, you know, Roberta, this is not right. Let me, like, if you feel like you disagree with me, wouldn't it be better to teach me better than to bully me? It's no biggie though. Me a lot of things, and I'll be talking about this just to talk to you guys about how that whole experience was for me. I have also been featuring on Citizen TV Daybreak every Tuesday from 8 a.m. to about 9 a.m. where we have an hour where we just discuss social issues, relationship issues, things like that. And it's been really, really fun with Willis Raburu and a few other colleagues. That has been amazing because I look so fucking hot on TV. And I had missed being on TV ever since my TV show. By the way, you guys, I didn't tell you guys about the TV show, The Garden of Eden, on TV47. I didn't talk much about it, but it was discontinued because of a lot of issues. The host and the TV47 guys. Kwanza, CEO, wacha tu ni nyamaze. Ukisikiza hii. Lakini ni sawa. I don't want to get much into that. Oh yeah, I got vaccinated, both vaccines. Work has been great. The money has been great. My mental health has been great. My everything else is okay except my exhaustion. I've just been in this mode where it's on go, 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 go. I've been going literally at it for months on end. I'm very happy with the progress and where I'm at, but of course mentally nimechoka. Nataka sana kuenda on a nice vacation where I can switch my phone off and not talk to anyone, and I just want to get away from Nairobi, but unfortunately I have so much work to do right now that I have to be around and do until when I'm ready to go on vacation. Then again, I don't even want to go on vacation alone. But then again, who am I gonna go with? It's just so much stress. Everything is just so fucking difficult. And then there's a lot of depression around us. You know, so many people have been going through so much. Stories are dull, stories are death, stories are like, it's just so much going on around the world, especially right now. And I hope you guys are okay, but this is just me trying to check in, keep you guys updated on what I've been up to. I should drop a few blog posts soon where I want to tell you a story that had this is the reason why I want to go on vacation. I will write about it. And other than that, I also have a lot of topics I'd like to discuss, especially the topics we've been discussing on TV. I'd like to do a follow-up either on my podcast or on the blog. So please subscribe, share my shit with everyone you know, share my shit in your groups, tell people to bookmark, to follow me on social media, Roberta Bobby everywhere, to just check my shit out so that when I'm releasing all these things, you will be up to date. Now how to watch Nyuma. Come on, currently I'm talking about contraception on IG. I'm going to leave the posts on a highlight so that you guys can go check on it. I would love for more suggestions about what you'd like to hear and what you'd like to talk to me about, etc. I want to try and find a way. I've been trying to find a way to balance and to be available, but it's very difficult. Kwanza mafans pale OnlyFans. Please, sita waangusha, nita drop uzito hapo. Thank you so much for all the subscriptions, man. I never thought like I could make so much money off of just being myself, being my sexy self. Subscribe to my OnlyFans, by the way. That's been fun. Other than that, I can't speak on these projects that zitakuwa zinatokea, but mtakuwa mnaniona a bit more frequently because najua nimepotea na nimenyamaza and I've just been doing my thing. Kusema ukweli, saa zingine ni vile tu nakuanga hai sana, but mostly it's just because I'm very, very exhausted and I'm very tired from work. And yeah, that's it. That's what I've been up to. You can send me a voice message on Anchor telling me about how you've been and what you've been up to and how you're doing. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. You can send me DMs, ask me questions, let's interact a bit more. And I had so many things to say, but I will be recording a podcast in 2 days with a guest. I will put all that in the introduction, everything else that I have not said in that introduction. So please look out for that. The topic we shall be discussing is the age of consent. I want to talk about this. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I wish I had. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and find a second guest who's a man so that maybe they could explain to us, you know, how they feel and what they feel about this. Because let me just be honest, talking to men drains me sometimes. It drains me. Drains me because it's like they don't understand anything because they've never been women, so they don't get it, and it's draining to try and explain anything. They only think about their penises. Yeah, you know what I mean, especially if you're a woman listening to this. Those are the struggles we go through. And quite frankly, I was just yesterday when I was getting undressed, thinking about my vacation, looking at myself, my sexy body in the mirror, I was just thinking about how I haven't been having sex. And if I invited even just someone to come on this trip with me, they probably expect sex because that is how men are. Hawawezi tu have fun bila kufikiria kudinyana. And I was thinking about how exhausted I am about being nice to men. I am so exhausted about being nice to them for anything. I'm so exhausted about being nice to them for job opportunities, for positions, for opportunities in anything. Even if you want to cross the street, you have to smile so that they don't knock you over. And it's just crazy. And if you're not consistently smiling at them, you've got an attitude and you're a mean woman and to do what. Like, I'm just tired. So what I decided is hizo connections nitajitafutia. Mimi mwenyewe. Hiyo pesa nitajitafutia. So that I don't have to be smiling at anyone for CG. Oh, please, will you increase my salary? Fuck off, man. I'll make the money on my own. But anyway, yeah, hapo ndo nimefika. I've got so many business ideas that I'm going to share with you guys. And I hope you guys are going to support me. But I will share all this information with you guys in time. Thank you so much for giving me the support so far. Thank you so much for the love and the hate. Thank you for the hate. Because I realized, by the way, I didn't want to say this right now in this podcast, but I realized, like, it doesn't matter as long as people are talking. It doesn't matter. And I think this is why, like, misogynists and people with, you know, hate crimes and stuff like that get away with things like rapists and what. Because it doesn't matter if people are talking about you, as long as they're talking, you know, you still make your money, you still prosper, you still do well. Not one comment was about on Twitter about that tweet. Not one comment was about, let me help you, let's talk about this. Even Kenyan celebrities were atting me to bully me. Madame Kwanza. Na nilikuwa na shanga sasa udem. Udem. This was your opportunity for you to be different and stand up and say, you know, Roberta, I've read your work. I know about you. You, nini, nini, nini. It didn't seem off to someone. Why would you tweet that? It didn't seem off. It was just normal. Let's bully her. That was fucked up. And I will call you out on that pod, on that blog or podcast, whatever I decide to put out. So Monkey is already crying for me because she's my baby and she gets sick if I'm not giving her attention. So I'm gonna go get right back to her. But up to, that's what I've been doing. Really, that's it. I didn't even write a script like I normally do. I was just chilling on my bed, rolling a J, and then I decided, wacha nikuje hapa niwasalimie kidogo, niwaambie what I've been up to, and that's what's up. So remember, I love you guys and I wish you guys amazing. Please, don't sababu niko busy, uwezi reach out. If you have any questions, especially to do with relationships and sex, and something you would like to make a suggestion of, or something you'd like me to discuss, or a topic you'd love to hear more about, whether it's on TV or on radio or on the podcast or on my blog, on my Instagram, on my Twitter, reach out. I'm probably definitely gonna see it. If it's, you know, worthy, or if it catches my eye, I'm definitely gonna respond and tell you about it. Let's talk, let's chat. Anyway, nawapenda, peace.